Several of the nation's teachers were in attendance at a workshop yesterday, which focused on geological hazards such as earthquakes. Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes, said it was important to host the sessions given the number of earthquakes which occurred recently in a number of Caribbean islands.
Over the last few months in particular, and the last year, I'm sure you have either felt one of the earthquakes that we have had in the region, or you're hearing about our neighboring sister islands and the island of Jamaica also being impacted by earthquakes within the last few months. And we thought, well, we have been having the increasing number of earthquakes, and we really needed to push some education and awareness on what to do in the event that you feel the earth shake or when the earth trembles. And we put our heads together, and I said we needed to do some education on earthquakes in particular. And the first quarter of the year, we normally focus on geological hazards, in particular tsunamis and volcanoes, and we wanted to add a bit of the earthquake to it for 2024.
Forbes also shared why the nation's educators were targeted for such workshops.
One of our concerns, too, of course, is the school, the older schools in and around Kingston and along the coastal areas, and we thought it best that we approach the Ministry of Education, Ferdinand in particular, as to how can we get the information into the schools. You know, some of you are geography teachers, some of you do it in your social studies and other classes within school, but we thought it best partnering with the Ministry of Education and using the materials that we have had from the Seismic Research Center, who is one of our long-standing partners, on how do we put across this material to the teachers and ensure that you too are informed and aware of how do you communicate the information to your children on what to do if there's an earthquake in the school, or during their school time. And this will also twofold in terms of the Ministry of Education school safety program, where really each school should have a school evacuation plan and do your evacuation plan in the event of an earthquake or tsunami or fire or anything that may happen in the school that you need to assembly and go to a point of safety.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. Meanwhile, Senior Education Officer for Research and School Safety, Dr. Idelia Ferdinand, said the Ministry of Education is pleased to be involved in such an important initiative aimed at building resilience in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
When we understand the risk we face and the roles we all have to play to reduce those risks and avert disasters, then we contribute to building a culture of safety. We are therefore happy to partner with NEMO and the UWI Seismic Research Center on this initiative, as we have done on many others in the past. And we do look forward to many other workshops or other activities in the future where we can all help to build resilience in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And we know that hazards such as earthquakes and tsunami can strike at any time, unannounced. And schools are where many of us spend our time during the day, students and educators. And therefore, it is important that there are plans and procedures in place to guide what should be done before, during, and after the impact of these hazards.
Senior Education Officer for Research and School Safety, Dr. Idelia Ferdinand. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.